Welcome back to the show. Today, we are diving into something that keeps a lot of Melburnians awake at night, buying that first home. It's the Aussie dream, right? But honestly, looking at the market right now, it feels more like an obstacle course.
It certainly can, Dave, and that's exactly why we're talking about this today. I was reading a blog post from Metrolinx recently titled "Your First Home, the Smart Move That Changes Everything," and it really hit the nail on the head. Most people think the hard part is just saving the deposit, but the real challenge, it's what you do after you have the money.
Right, because once you have the cash, you're just throwing yourself into the shark tank with real estate agents who do this every day. So what is this smart move they're talking about? Is it buying in a specific suburb? Is it an apartment versus a house?
See, that's where everyone starts. They start with the what, but the smart move, the one that actually changes your financial future, is about the how. The core insight from Metrolinx is that your first home shouldn't just be a place to sleep. It needs to be a strategic stepping stone. And the smartest move you can make is recognizing that you don't have to play the game alone.
You mean using a buyer's advocate? I always thought that was just for the super wealthy buying mansions in Toorak.
That's the biggest misconception, and it costs first home buyers a fortune. Think about it, Dave. The selling agent represents the vendor. Their legal obligation is to get the highest price out of you. Who is representing you?
Usually just me and my limited knowledge from scrolling real estate apps at 2 a.m.
Exactly. And that's where the emotion kicks in. You fall in love with the staging or the vibe and you overpay. Or worse, you buy a property that has hidden issues or a poor capital growth potential because you didn't know what to look for. The smart move Metrolinx talks about is treating this purchase like a business decision. It's about engaging a buyer's advocate to level the playing field.
So it's like bringing a lawyer to a court case instead of representing yourself.
Perfect analogy. At Metrolinx, for example, they aren't just bidding for you, they're stress testing the asset. Is this property actually going to grow in value? Is it future-proof? Maybe the smart move for you isn't the three-bedroom house in the outer suburbs, but a high-performing asset closer to the city that you can leverage later. That's the strategy piece most first home buyers miss.
I like that term, future-proof, because nobody wants to be stuck in a home that doesn't suit them in 5 years, or one that loses value.
Precisely. And in a market like Melbourne, mistakes are expensive. Stamp duty is expensive. You want to get this right the first time. The blog post emphasizes that confident buying comes from having data and experience on your side. When you have an advocate, you get access to off-market opportunities, and you have someone who can negotiate without the sweaty palms and racing heart.
That sounds a lot less stressful than my current plan of just hoping for the best. So if our listeners want to make this smart move, what's the first step?
It's simple. Stop scrolling and start strategizing. You can actually reach out to Metrolinx directly. They specialize in guiding first home buyers through this exact maze. You can check out their insights at metrolinx.com.au. It's about moving from an emotional buyer to a strategic investor, even if it is just your home.
Love it. Buy with your head, not just your heart. Thanks for breaking that down, Cynthia.
Anytime, Dave.